Tim Fleming on AM 1300 KGLO, and it's time now for our Caregiver Corner, and we get a chance to talk with Lark Trigstad. Lark, how are you?
I'm well. How's everybody doing out there?
Fantastic. Everybody's fantastic. It's, you know, we're adjusting, Lark. That's how it works, isn't it?
We are. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I think we're kind of missing maybe some camping trips. I had to laugh when I looked at the copy for today. There's a picture here. It's RV there yet. You had me chuckling a little bit. Today we've got that title, RV there yet, and it looks like we're going to be talking about camping. But I have a hunch it might be something else. What are we doing today?
You're right, Tim. And our real topic today is about the comments that many of us uttered about the COVID-19 pandemic. When are we going to get back to normal?
Yes, that's for sure. Life for so many of us has dramatically changed. We've been forced to slow down, stay isolated, give up the usual work and social activities. Many people have compared it to 9/11 or even Pearl Harbor Day, but I think you have to have a little twist on this.
That's right. And according to a public health expert at University of Edinburgh, the pandemic is not like a hurricane or a wildfire, and it's not even comparable to Pearl Harbor or 9/11. Such disasters are confined in time and space. And with this, everyone wants to know when will this end? And he suggests that's not the right question. The right question is, in his opinion, how do we continue? What really struck me about his statement is how similar it is to growing older or being a caregiver for a loved one. Normalcy really takes on a different nature.
You start to think normalcy, right? Well, it is true that when you get older, normal time takes on a whole different meaning. For example, if you're no longer in the work scene, normal means more alone time. Aging may mean loss of mobility and not being able to return to the physical things that you have always done before. The new normal for a family caregiver may mean balancing a little bit, balancing life and work to just kind of keep it all together, Lark.
Isn't that amazing? And they do it so willingly. Another thing to think about is the disability community has also known that spatial confinement, unpredictable futures, and social distance have long been a part of their normal. They have kind of a psychological resistance that is really stellar. And elderly people, for example, you know, they've been most frequently cast as a vulnerable group in need of protection. Ironically, they may be less affected by the present-day changes than the rest of the population. Older people have been through a lot. The civil rights movement, the women's movements, the Cold War. As a medical anthropologist at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security points out, they are culture keepers. I like that, culture keepers, full of stories of how to get through major tragedies and upheavals.
Oh, they have stories, that's for sure. And timekeeping is different if you have a chronic or life-threatening illness, as many older adults do. Their calendar may be filled with tentative dates or appointments, depending on how their holistic health prevails. They have learned to plan life in shorter increments and expand the definition of that word normal again.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
All on their own. According to Ed Young, a staff writer at The Atlantic, because of the ongoing nature of the coronavirus threat, there's no going back. The only way out is through and beyond. Sure sounds like getting older or being a caregiver to me.
Yeah, it really does. So I guess, Lark, I have to ask, RV there yet?
forward and upward, Tim.
I guess. Hey, we have our Caregiver Corner program every week, and people always are looking for additional information. You've got a great website for them, too.
Yeah, well, thank you. And it's northiowasagelink.com. And today I want to say a special shout-out to the Mercy One Forest Park Pharmacy. They listen to us every week, and they're one of the frontline people. They're doing a good job, too, out there. So, hi, guys.
Mercy One Forest Park Pharmacy. Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, thanks for everything you're doing. Right, Lark?
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Lark, have a great week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Lark Trigstad with us, and that's our Caregiver Corner program this week on AM 1300 KGLO.